Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. In Florida today, former President Donald Trump is asking a court to dismiss charges that he illegally withheld and concealed classified documents. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon has been criticized by legal observers for past decisions, which have favored the former president's defense and slowed down the proceedings. Cannon is hearing arguments on two of the several motions Trump has filed, asking her to dismiss the case. Trump says the wording of a section of the Espionage Act that he's charged with violating is unconstitutionally vague. Special Counsel Jack Smith says the wording is clear, and that as a former president, Trump understood the importance of safeguarding the nation's secrets. In a separate motion, Trump says the Presidential Records Act allowed him to designate the documents as personal records. Prosecutors say that law does not allow him to retain classified records after leaving office. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Trump now faces 88 felony charges, down from 91. Yesterday, the judge presiding over the Georgia election interference case dismissed three of the charges against Trump, saying they did not allege sufficient detail regarding the nature of the violations. Judge Scott McAfee said that prosecutors could seek a new indictment to try to reinstate them. The United Nations says it will begin evacuating non-essential staff from Haiti. NPR's Eder Peralta reports.
The situation at Port-au-Prince has been calmer these days, but gangs are still in control and the country's prime minister is still in Puerto Rico, unable to return. The U.S. has sent an anti-terrorism team of Marines to beef up security at the embassy. And at the same time, Kenya has announced they will not lead a peacekeeping force into the country until a new government is installed. Haitians along the border with the Dominican Republic told NPR they feel desolation. Frisne Fidere says he's happy Ariel Henry will resign, but that all politicians have proven to be the same. We just want someone new, he said, to hold elections. Eder Peralta, NPR News, The Jabon in the Dominican Republic.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been consulting with U.S. allies as well as the European Union and the United Nations on building a floating pier outside Gaza to deliver aid to Palestinians at risk of starvation. But he said Israel must do more to help.
I want to emphasize, it is a complement to, not a substitute for, other ways of getting humanitarian assistance into Gaza. And in particular, overland routes remain the most critical way to get assistance in and then to people who need it.
Blinken has also called on Israel not to strike humanitarian facilities. The UN's main aid agency in Gaza says an Israeli airstrike on its food distribution center in Gaza killed five people, including a UN staff member. Israel says it was targeting Hamas operative. This is NPR News. Vice President Kamala Harris is to visit a Minnesota clinic that performs abortions today to show the Biden administration's support for reproductive rights. That's likely to be a major issue in this year's presidential election. Democrats say they've gained support at the polls since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. The two major political parties in the U.S. officially have their presumptive nominees now, but voters might also see third-party and independent candidates on their ballots this year. One of those candidates is conspiracy theorist and anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. NPR's Ashley Lopez reports.
The Kennedy campaign is hoping to get on the ballot in all 50 states, and they're planning to spend $15 million to gather the roughly million signatures they need to do that. Kennedy campaign director and the candidate's daughter-in-law, Amaryllis Kennedy, says they're hoping to mostly rely on volunteers to gather the bulk of these signatures.
And I'm really happy to say that we're exceeding our milestones, and we have lots of backup with paid petitioners that, you know, of course, can be parachuted in to triage where they're needed.
The campaign is also getting help collecting petition signatures from a super PAC supporting Kennedy, which has raised legal questions. The campaign also faces a time crunch as many states have their petition deadlines in late summer. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.
A Japanese high court ruled today a ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional, that allowing such unions does not seem to cause disadvantages or harmful effects. The court urged the law be changed. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas, Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.